she'll be one later in life. So she's macho men. Men are coming to live with her now. So for sure there's a svara that a girl should be killed if she's a ben sarah murderer. Ella, what can I do? Zeras akosavi. Ben v'loy bas. I thought I'd speak out that the special zeras akosavi that the pasha of ben sarah murderer is only to a ben and not to a bas. Now the Mishnah says, me'ei mosai chayif. When does the boy, what does he have to do to make him into a ben sarah murderer? Not only that he doesn't listen to his parents, he has to be a rebellious son also, but he has to do something wrong. What does he do wrong? He eats too much. He has to eat a half of a mono, that's a 50, I think it's a weight of 50 shkolim of meat. Certain amount of meat. The yishte chatzi lug yain, he has to drink a half of a lug of wine, hoitalki. Hitalki is very chosh of a wine. Rashi says, toiv, umulu, it's very good. Umamshech basrei. The story is, if we see him eating this good stuff, this good meat, and this good wine, we see he goes after his food. So he'll go further and further after his tithes, till eventually he'll come to steal from people and come to kill people. Now, Rabbi Yossi Yoimin, know a little bit more he has to eat. Monobos, he has to eat twice as much, a bigger portion of meat. The lug yain and a double portion of wine, not a chatzi lug, but he has to drink a whole lug of wine. Our case of kiddush is always a revi'a talug. Let's say that's a question, let's say 3 ounces or 4 ounces, that's a revi'a, it's a quarter. So a lug is 4 times that, so 16 ounces of wine, that's all. No, not much. He drank 16, or some sheet is only 12 ounces of wine. He drank 12 ounces of wine, had a nice big piece of meat, not so big, huh? Right. Also, what's going to be the... what? I think some say a pound and a half. Yeah. Not so much, huh? Not so much. Okay. Okay, let's go. Ochal b'chaburas mitzvah. Let's say the boy ate this by a bris milah, by a chaburas mitzvah. He went to a sudas mitzvah he went to. A bris milah went to, he ate there, he doesn't become a ben sarah murderer. Now, beer was done, but through a mitzvah, he's not going to be moshe, keep on going after more and more. He had a head, there was a mitzvah now. Ochal b'ibrachodish, even less of a sudas mitzvah. When you used to make an ibrachodish, when Bezdin would make the next day, Rosh Chodesh, used to make a small suda. We'll see in the Gemara. He only had a little bit of bread there, that's all. Just this boy brought along his meat and wine there. But since he drank it by a suda, a ksas to this mitzvah, again, he's not a ben sarah murderer. Ochal maise sheni b'yushlayim. He had money of maise sheni that brought to Yushlayim, and with that money he bought wine and meat. Again, he's not a ben sarah murderer. Since it's a ksas mitzvah to take the money of maise sheni and redeem it and eat it in Yushlayim, that's again a ksas mitzvah. Ochal the veil of the treifus shkos remoshim. Let's say he ate treifus, the meat that he ate was treif. Also, he does not become a ben sarah murderer. We say it's an avera, he won't be moshech after this. It's not such a good eating. It's not a geshmak eating if it's nevelis. Yeah. Ochal in the Mishnah, the parenthesis is Ochal tevel or meister rishon shlo not for trumosi ye tevel or meister rishon. But the truma he didn't take off yet. Trumas meister, or else or meister sheni vegish shlo niftu. Here's in parenthesis because really he can't have meat from this. Like our Mishnah says, he has to eat meat. That's why it's in parenthesis. But the same svara. The svara the Mishnah says the klal is what? Ochal, the Mishnah says the klal is Ochal dovishu mitzvah. We eat something that's a mitzvah to eat it, or else the dovishu avera, something that is an avera involved, he does not become a ben sarah murderer. There are reasons why he's eating it, we do not see him just go after his own lust, his own desire to eat. But Ochal kol meichel, if he ate a lot of food, he had a big meal, he stuffed himself up. But v'yochal bosei, did not eat meat by the meal. Or else shosa kol mashki, drank a gallon of beer. But Lashosa Yain, he did not drink the wine, and Anasa Ben Saramara did not become a Ben Saramara. Ache Yoichal Bosov Yishti Yain, that's the Verachakosev, and Ben Saramara is only if he drinks this lug or chatzi lug of wine, and he has to eat this big portion of meat. Now, Shinam Raposik says, Zoila, which means meat, Vesoivei means wine. Viafo Pisha and Rela Dover is not a clear proof. What does this Pasuk mean, Zoila Vesoivei? But Zeich Ladover, I have a little proof, a little Zeich there is. Shneim the Pasuk says, Altihi b'soyve v'yayin, to not be b'soyve v'yayin, it means people drink a lot of wine, and b'zoylelei v'osor lomoy. A Pasuk in Mishle, so you see, Zoylel goes upon meat. So that's the Pasuk, Zoylel v'zoyveya, he ate a lot of meat, and he drank a lot of wine. For these two, he becomes a ben sarah murderer. The Torah saw such a son is eventually going to end up to kill people, so kill him now and don't let him live. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Tatimar Ze'eni Yedei Amar. I don't know how much Shemit is this. What's this cheshbon in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, or Tatimar? Elamitoich Shekoflu Rabbi Yosi. B'yayin, I see Rabbi Yosi argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says it's a chatzilug yayin, and Rabbi Yosi says no, it's a lug yayin. If so, nimsa koifol after boser. So I see Rabbi Yosi's shear is twice as much as the Tanakama. So if Rabbi Yosi says it's a mona of boser, so if nimsa comes out that tatima chati mona. That's why no, the Tanakama shear of a tatima was a portion, a half of a mona, a half of a pound and a half, a pound and somewhere there, a chati mona. Omar Rav Chonon bar Molda, Omar Rav Huna, ein chayiv at sheikach boser bezoil. He's only chayiv if this boy goes and buys the meat at a cheap price. Then we'll say he'll keep on buying it. But if he gets a raw deal, if he buys it at an expensive price, we say he's not going to keep on doing this. He'll become broke himself. He won't buy meat at an expensive price. He'll only keep on doing it if he got a cheap place to get his meat. He won't be able to keep on doing it. He won't have money to buy it. He can't afford it. He won't be able to afford it, right. Well, she says, Yayin Bezul, Abu Biyakya Leishchiach Le Mois, Lignet Kulihai. He won't have so much money to buy the meat, so he won't eat so much. So that's only if he gets a good price. But Yayachu Yayin Bezul, he gets a good price of his wine also, the Yishta. The Siddha Pasuk says, Zoyla Vizoyvei. So Rashi says, Zoyla Vizoyvei, Zoyl, cheap. It's only exhausted, it's smachta, because really the word zelo goes upon meat, not just sheep. The Omer Rav Chonin bar Molda, Omer Rav Huna, Eina chayev at sheyechel bosachai. He's only chayev if he eats the meat raw. He has to eat it raw. The Yishta Yain Chayin, he drinks the wine when it's very raw, very strong. Rashi says, Yain Chayin mamshich, it'll make you drink more and more. If they shem meshubachu, it's very strong wine, like you drink booze. Well, the common looky law, the mazik le mazik. Some will say it doesn't really mean raw. It has a little, it's diluted a little bit. Avol bosor yain mazik le mamshich. If you have our regular table wine that's already diluted, that you don't go after, you don't get addicted to it too much. So if the boy drinks diluted wine, that would not make him into a ben seremar. Now, for the Gemara, any, it's not this way. It's not like you're saying, the harabah of Rabbi Yosef, the Armut Tavar, they both say, Ochal bosachai, if he eats raw meat, v'shosa yayin chai, or he drinks raw wine, einai nase ben seremar, not like you. He does not become, he will not go after this type of eating or drinking. So Ravina says like this, true. Yayin chai, that's what I meant to say, raw wine he is, that means mozik v'loi mozik. True, it's not completely raw, but it's only a little bit diluted. It's still strong stuff. So therefore, if he drinks the real strong wine, he'll go after that. Then he'll become ben seremar. That's what I said, raw meat, I don't mean completely raw. But boshel v'loy boshel, it's a little bit done. It's half done. That's Michael Drusoy. It could be. Could be a third or a half done, it could be. And the svar is, a boshel v'loy kibosa kiba. It's like roasted meat that's just charcoaled on both sides, like burnt on both sides. The achli ganvi. Ganovim have no time to sit down and eat. They're too busy robbing, stealing. So they take a fierce bite, like you say. So first bite is just it's a half done. That's the Gemara on Shabbos. Kamaychu ben Jerusoy. If you eat the food half done, that's a ganav. He has no time to sound teeth. He's in the middle of robbing. He's on the go. So he can only have a halfway done. That's the ben Seremar. He's on the go. He's on the go. He has to steal more money to get more meat. So he can't eat too much. Trashi kivu the problem. You have little girlfriend here. All right. Right. Rabbah, Rabbi Yosef, the Armut Tavar, they both say, Ochal bosa maliach, if he eats salted meat, v'shosa yain migitai, or if he eats fresh wine just out of the vat, and nasa ben saramur, does not become a ben saramur. Rashi says again, loy choshev is not so, choshev is not so good, this wine, v'loy mamshech, will not addict him to drink more. Same thing, salted meat means fresh meat. As soon as you're shecht-like, you want to preserve it, they used to salt it. So, that's true, but extra, you put an extra amount of salt to preserve it. So it's fresh meat, it's not such good yet, you won't become addicted to it. Tanan Hossim learned like this. So he said, if you eat basam liach, or you drink yain megita, you do not become a ben saramara. Tanan Hossim learned over there, Gemara and Tainis, that says, Erev Tishabov, on Erev Tishabov, the special locha, lo yachalodim shtei tashilim. But as soon as samasekes, you cannot eat two portions, two different types of foods. Two shtei tashilim. For lo yachal bosom lo ishtu yayin. Mikaradin, you cannot eat wine, or drink wine, or eat meat, only on Erev Tishabov itself. That the we stopped in 9 days, that's a minig. The mikaradin is only on Erev Tishabov itself. And by the Suda Samasekis. Now, Batana will learn like this. Ochal oichel abel. Batana, abel oichelu basamaliach. But he's allowed to eat salted meat. Vishaysa yayin megiti, he's allowed to drink wine from the vat. So you see what? These things are not choshev. So why do you say he becomes a ben saramur if he eats this? You see, it's not choshev of meat, it's not choshev of drinking. So why do you say he should become a ben saramur? Yeah, Vishaysa yayin megiti, yeah. So when it says basa maliach akama, till how long is the meat still called basa maliach? It's not so good. Omer Rav Chanina bar Kana calls the man shuka shlamin. That means 2 days and one night. Rosh Shloyover Olav zman achila shlamin. Shna yom v'lay lechod. Adayim b'lech lusay hu v'leikri maliach. That's not called real salted yet. O mesamech et alev, it makes you happy. The siv is a vuch shlomim v'yachal tushom zmata alma bar simchu. It only makes you happy that meat the first 2 days. Ava bos hachi heavy maliach. After that, then it's called salted milk. V'nechlat time v'molchay. That's called already. The meat is preserved already for more than 2 days. Then the meat is salty. The meat is not so good anymore. So that's what I said, so it's true. The first 2 days, even though the meat is salty, he would become a ben. So that's what I meant to say. He'll become a ben saramari if he eats it during the first 2 days. But if he leaves it more than 2 days, that meat you will not eat on Erev Tisha B'Av, and that meat true, you will not become a ben saramari. The yain migitoy akama, how long is the wine still cold, fresh from the vat? Kol zaman shutoisis. Kol zaman is starting to ferment, so you just say it's 40 days. It's like fermenting now. It's not good wine. The first 40 days. For a time we learned, yayin toises, ain't by mishum gilui. If you have this fermented wine, there's no way to gilui on it yet. If you leave it uncovered, because the snakes will not drink from it. The kamat sasai, how long is this? Oh, shloshiyom, only 3 days. Hochimai, how long here also? How long is fresh wine, not sitted wine, to make the boy a ben saramara? Hosa mishum simchu. So kol zman shu kishlamim nami yisbe simcha. Hochi mishum imshuchayu. Hovechol shu lo nimshach. Any little bit, he will not go after it. The yayin ad nem yayin. Yayin means the first 40 days. The first 40 days, that wine is not so good yet, so therefore he does not become a ben saramara. The first 40 days the wine is fermenting, it's not strong wine yet, he doesn't go after it, he doesn't become a ben saramara.
It's either the wine or the meat, or it has to be a combination of
what?
It's either the wine.
Right. Omer Rav Chanan, why did Hashem create wine in this world? For two reasons. El Menachem Avelim, someone that's feeling low, to bring him up to Menachem and Ovel. Or the Shalim Sachal Rishoyim, or else for the Rishoyim, they should get their payback, enjoy themselves in this world, in order that they'll get their punishment in the next world. Shneimer Pasuk says, Tenu Sheikha Le'oivad, give wine, strong wine, Le'oivad, someone that's feeling bad. The Yain Lamar, Le'oivad means to Rishoyim, they'll be destroyed. The Yain Lamar Nefesh, and give wine to people that feel bad to another. Omer of Yitzchak, might as well what the Pasuk say, Al Tera Yain Kisodim. Do not see the wine because it makes you red. It means al tera yain, do not go after wine. Shemadim pneim shol v'shoyim b'olam hazeh. It makes the v'shoyim's face nice and red. They fill themselves up with wine, have a good time here, b'olam hazeh. But omaldim pneim b'olam habor will only make their face nice and pale in b'olam habor. Rovam Rova says, what does the post mean? Al tera yain, do not see the wine. Ki yisadim will make you red. Al teri yayin, do not go after wine. Sheach risay dam, it'll only make you shikir and you come to kill people. Stay away from wine. It means too much wine. Rav Kana, Rav Kana has a fasira. Siv 1 pasuk says, Sirosh, the karinon tirosh. So what does that mean to say? The wine, we call wine tirosh, and we read it, Sirosh, which is rosh, means like becoming poor. So zocho nas rosh. If you drink wine the right way, then it'll make you better, you'll become ahead. Loizach, if you drink too much of it, it'll make you shikur, then nasa rosh, you become a poor person. You lose yourself. Rav, this question like this. See, the Pasuk says, Yisamach, the Karinan Yeshamach, with the shin, we read it. So, Zocho Mesamchoi. If you drink wine the right way, it'll only make you happy, good. Loi Zochi, you have too much of it, Mishamamuhu, or make you desolate, or Mishamim you. Behainu, that's what the Behainu Diyoma Rava. Chamra, wine, Verechna, and spices, Tikkun, made me smart. Because he drank the right amount of wine, for him it made him happy, made him smart. Omar Rav Amram, Vred Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Omar Rav Chanina. My, what does the Pasuk say in Mishlei, Lemi Oy, to who is Oyvei like? Lemi Oyvei, or who is Asaro? Lemi Minim. Lemi Siach. Lemi Pitzoyim, who has all these bad things? Lepitzoyim Chinam. Lemi Chak Lilos, Enoim, who has the white eyes? Lema Achrim Aloyoim, people that wait and hope to get wine. Laboyim. Lachkor Mimsoch, that they're waiting for the wine to come, and because this they become sick. Means kioso, kiosi, when you want too much wine, it's no good. Kiosi, Ravdimi, Om Amrit, Marov, the Tenerife, Israel, Hai. The kids are that this pasuk said in Marava, that I crawl this pasuk, man the dorsum ratio safe, you dash from the ratio to the back, it's good. A midrash, you could dash in that way. Or misaifal ratio midrash. That means the people that are waiting for wine, that will make them sick. You could dash in both ways. People become sick because they're waiting for wine, or they're waiting for the wine, that made them sick. Dorish Uba Galila. Uba Galila made a drosha. That Yud Gimel Vovin Nemru B'Yan, it's like 13 extra Vovs, it says in the Pasha of wine. It says, Vayochel Noyech Ishra Adama V'Yita Kerem V'Yesht Min Ayayin, Vayishka V'Kem Shikom, Vayishka B'Soich Olu, he uncovered himself, Vayachom Avi Kinan Yeser Basovi V'Yagad L'Shneyachav, Vachutz, Vayikach Shem V'Yepes Et Asimlo V'Yesimu Ashchem Shneyem, Vayech Lachronis V'Yechas V'Yeser Basovim, Upneyim, Vayikas Nech woke up, Miyenoi, Vayedas Asher Osloi B'Nei Akot. You know what the younger son did, what Chom did to him. So now, what did he do to him? So kids, you count him, Psalm 13. Okay. Yeah, right, there's an extra one there that doesn't count. Right. Rav Shmuel, Chadom Asirso. What did Chom do to Noach? Some say he castrated him, seriously. The Chadom, some say, Rav, no, he had Mishkav Zocha with his father. Man, the Yom Asirso, he castrated him, Mitor Shekil Loib Ravi. But since that Chom stopped Noach from having another son, Noach had three sons so far. So this stopped him from having a fourth son, therefore Kilab Ravi. That's why Noach gave the curse to Canaan, which was Chom's fourth son. It's very good. But a man, the Yoma, Rava, that Chom, lived, had Mishkav Zocha with his father, so Gomar, Uman, the Yoma, Rivoi. How do you know that? Gomer says here, Vayar, Vayar, Ksivacha, Vayar, Chom, Avi, Kanan, as there was other, Ksivacham, Vayar, Raisam, Shchem, Ben, Chamor, that Shchem, Ben, Chamor, saw Dina, and he lived with her. So it means there a Mishkav, here also it means a Mishkav. Now, Bishlaim, Laman, Diyam, Esir, Soy, Mishumachi, Kil, Lebrevi, like I said before, if he castrated him, that's why it's good why Noach cursed Chom's fourth son, because you stopped me from having a fourth son. Eleman diyom rovoy that chom live with his father. My shino revi hak notayu bahadei. He should have cursed chom himself. Why did he wait to curse only his fourth son Canaan? And the more true, who vohor heavy? They were both there. In the family, he meant to curse both of them. Both means both of them. But yeah. Right, the pasuk says by yochel noyach ish adama. Noyach now was called an ish adama. Vayita Kerem, and he planted a vineyard, he planted grapes. Before Noach was an Is Tzadik, now he became an Ish Adama. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Ukfa, V'yam Milo Mar Ukfa, Omer Rav Zakai. Omer Rav Kodesh Baruch Hu Noach, Kodesh Baruch Hu had a complaint against Noach. Noach, Loi Hoyi Lecho Luma Miyodim Rishon. You should have learned from Adam Rishon, that Shalai Gorim Loi Elo Yayin. What made him drink from the, eat from the Tzadat? What made him do it? It was the wine. In other words, command the Yom Ois Ilon Shachar Menu Adam Rishon Geffen Hoye. But the man Yom that the Eitz Hadas was the vines, was a grape. So Adam Rishon did a chet because of the grapes. Therefore, you Noach, when you came out of the teva, the first thing you planted should have not been wine. You should have planted something else. The Tanoim, the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Meir Vayner Ois Ilon Shachar Adam Rishon Mimenu Geffen Hoye. The Eitz Hadas was the vines, was grape.